KV4RV. KV4RV. OG, Kilo Victor 4, Romeo Victor. 2, Oscar Golf, Kilo Victor 4, Romeo Victor. 4, Romeo Victor, clear and standing by. 4, Romeo Victor, listening.
4, Romeo Victor, this is November 0, Tango Romeo, in 0TR. My name's Tom, I'm in Greer, and you've got a fine signal into the repeater today, and if that other gentleman comes on, I'll just get out of the way.
Tom, thanks for the callback. What is that call sign again? I didn't have my pen in my hand. Let's have it again.
Roger, it's November 0, Tango Romeo, in 0TR. Been here 14 years. I'm 76 years old. I'm an immigrant from Kansas. Legal. We lived up there. My wife's with me. 55 years, Bernice. My name's Tom, and we lived up there 62 years. Because that was a dead key all the way. No joy on your last transmission at all. No joy. I don't know what you did different. I haven't touched my radio. Absolutely no audio whatsoever on my end, so I'll let you go for now and catch up to you later. This is N0TR, clear.
Kilo Victor 4, Romeo Victor.
I know, your audio come back. There for a while, it was zero. But we're pulling into Aldi's here to go grocery shopping, so I'll let you go and try to get that other gentleman. I don't know what happened, but I could hear a clear key and no audio.
Plug in my little microphone jack. Can you hear me now? Maybe for RV.
That's where the problem's at. Your audio went down to about an S1, and it was, a 5.9 or an S9. So there must be a problem there in that connection.
Hear me now?
Yes, sir. Full quiet.
Very good. Thank you very much. I'll try to call my other station now. Thanks a lot, Tom, for the help. Appreciate it. N20G, KV4RV.
KV4RV, November 2, Oscar Golf. Hi, well, nice to meet you.
God, I don't think I've ever had to try so hard to make contact with another station. Pleasure to meet you. I'm trying to figure out if we've met or if I know you. I haven't been around ham radio as long as some of the other guys in town, but I got my first license back in 1995 when I worked for Radio Shack. Do you know who I am?
I do. I'm a member of the Greer Radio Club. That would be the only local club I belong to, and then the Swamp Fox Contest Group. Over.
I know a few folks in that one. I worked for Radio Shack for years. I was a manager of several stores, and I was a sales rep at Haywood for seven Christmases. So I met a lot of hams. And before I got my license, they were all saying, you know, you understand all this stuff, you ought to get a license. And so I finally got a license back in 1995, but I didn't upgrade to general class until I retired from teaching back in 2012. I guess it was 2013 when I got my general class. And I just upgraded my rig. I bought a used Yaesu FT840, and I bought a used Cushcraft R9 Vertical, and had a friend make a support for it. And I've been talking on 10-meter all over the world. And you and I both talked to the same station this morning. That's how I heard you identify yourself as from Greenville, and I thought, man, I ought to know that guy, KV4RV.
KV4RV and 2OG, yeah, that sounds good. I have been talking over 10 meters here recently. It's just been great guns. I've had a lot of, not a lot, but several all-time new entities, and I'm kind of waiting for Norfolk Island to come on. Well, they're on 30 meters, but I was listening to them on 12 meters yesterday afternoon, and haven't heard anything from it yet. Oh.
N2OG, KV4RV. Scott, I was looking at the picture of your location on QRZ, and I'm curious what kind of antenna you got. You're not out in the sticks like some of the guys are. What are you using for an antenna?
At the moment, I've got one G5RV up at about 75 feet in the trees on my lot here, and it works fairly well, not on all bands, but, I have 102-foot N-fed wire that works really good on 10 meters, so those are my two antennas at the moment here. I do a lot of portable work. I was up in the Blue Ridge yesterday talking on a QRP rig that I have, and made a few contacts up there, and then I'm getting ready to go to Colorado and spend a couple months out there at 9,300 feet elevation, and I put another wire up out there, and last year I talked to Japan on 20 watts out there, so it's always something new for me. I travel around quite a bit, not always right here. Over.
Mount Mitchell State Park up, it's northeast of Asheville, and it's about 6,600 feet above sea level, and I did threw my call sign out on 126.52, and man, I'm telling you, I must have gotten about 100 calls in the next 2 or 3 minutes.
N2OG. Hey, Ross, your microphone or your connection there is doing really some strange things. It's fading in and fading out, so it's like intermittent, but it's almost like there's a fader that's your voice will come in smoothly, and then it'll drop away smoothly, so there's something going on there I've never heard before. Oh. KV4RV and 20G. No copy at all on that last transmission. Not at all. So no fading in. It was just, you'd hear the mic key up, and that was it. So got a little head scratcher going on there. Going to have to figure that out. Over. RV and 20G, no, nothing there. Over. And I'm going to have to say 7-3, and I've got an appointment to get to, so I will just keep in touch via email, and we can try this again sometime. Over.